All right. So we just heard When You're Around from Water From Your Eyes. Before that, it was Kudzu by Evil Twin, which is a new release. That was following Thinking About You by Frankie and the Witchfingers. And again, we started off with Lebanese Blonde by Thievery Corporation. Happy April Fool's Day, everybody. April 1st, 4:21 a.m. I hope there's some people getting an early start to their pranks. I've never been big on them, but I hope there's someone out there planning a very elaborate prank. Next up, we're going to hear all our songs by Built to Spill.
Thank you.
I hope everyone's pranks are still coming along well. And in 10 days, on April 11th, I just wanted to put it out there, we're going to have Porch Fest on the Davis Center Green from 11 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. It is free. We're going to have some live music, Like a Glove, Millions of Birds, and Swampy Bank. will be playing, and more to be announced. Now, I've got a quick PSA. Despite yearly encouragement to vote in local elections, doing so is an easily avoidable task. Why is that? For one thing, there's less media hubbub and conversation about candidates in local elections. You'd have to spend your lunch break trekking to your polling location, and once you get the ballot, you might only recognize one or two names from those signs on the side of the street. In short, why bother? Actually, here's why your vote counts locally. The candidates you vote for in local elections make decisions that directly affect your life. These range anywhere from recycling programs and pickup, quality of local schools, affordable housing and rent costs, public transit, public safety, and citywide job training programs. Some of the most important policies ever created in the U.S. have begun at the local level, including women's suffrage, environmental protection, and the fight to raise minimum wage. Research your candidates and spend a few minutes of your lunch break heading to the polls. It may feel inconvenient at the time, but you will have taken a step to see a positive change in your community. Plus, don't stress if you haven't registered to vote yet. Vermont has same-day and automatic voter registration. So you can register at your polling location just before casting your ballot, and you will be registered to vote after renewing your Vermont driver's license. Remember, the best way to challenge our democracy is to participate in it. This public service announcement has been brought to you by your politically involved DJs here at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. So the songs that we just heard were Butterfly by Snail Mail, and before that, Cut Glass Hammer by Memorials. Next up, we got Non-Photo Blue by Pinback.
Down, it's burned out the link. He's spending all his time on his back. That's the sound of a million ships just sailing away. Yeah, you can feel like before coming through either way. Let it feel like before coming through either way. All right. We'll be right back.
downtown skyline is a sight to see for some. It ought to make a few reputations in the cult of number one. While these seconds turn these minutes into hours of the day, while these doubles drive the dollars and the light of day away.
Given the gift you never remember, the like a shock. Thought I'd get more for it. In a pure sticker shock, I give up on eloquence. And if that's what I said, it's probably what I meant. You see the problem, my friend. The heart is always here. You forget it's beaten. The heart is always here. You forget it's beaten. Like a gift that you didn't remember given. The gift you never remember given.
We just heard Pure Sticker Shock by The New Pornographers. Before that was Suffering Jukebox by The Silver Jews, which was following Baby Blue by Bug Bath. That's a new release. That came after Coming Through by The War on Drugs. And we started with Non-Photo Blue by Pinback. It is 4:58 in the morning here in Burlington, Vermont. You're listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. And I have another PSA in case any of you guys have some fun plans for later tonight. Do you love loud music? Going to concerts? There's no better feeling than rocking out to your favorite artists live. However, you may want to think about investing in some extra protection. At shows today, you may see some earbud-wearing folks in the crowd. I know some earbud-wearing folks, like our listener, Millie Latici McAvoy. She knows what's up. According to experts, wearing hearing protection at loud events is greatly beneficial. Without them, you may experience muffled sounds, ringing, or buzzing in the ears. Concerts can even contribute to noise-induced hearing loss in the long run. Upon observation, you may look up on stage and notice that your favorite musicians are wearing earplugs too. Have fun, be safe, and enjoy the show. This has been a PSA from your concert-loving DJs at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.